From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed ashore at Key West, Florida early Sunday with whirling winds and pounding rain and headed north along the state's populous western coast. Irma leaving behind a trail of destruction across fragile Caribbean islands diminished slightly to a Category 3 storm, but the storm still carried sustained 195-kilometer-an-hour winds with higher gusts, according to the National Hurricane Center. VOA reporter Tobias Hassell, is in a hotel in Miami.
Actually, I can also see some trees. Looks like they are very old trees, strong trees, and they're about to hit the floor because they're being pushed by this wind.
Forecasters are predicting dangerous storm surges of 3 and 4 meters along Florida's Gulf of Mexico shoreline as the storm reaches Naples and Fort Myers and heads north toward the major city of Tampa. More than 1 million homes and businesses have already been left without power. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has now risen to at least 90 after emergency service workers in the southern state of Oaxaca said there had been 71 confirmed deaths in that state alone. At least 15 people died in the neighboring state of Chiapas. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened parts of Mexico City and killed thousands. You're listening to news from the Voice of America. At least 3 people were killed and 13 others wounded after a suicide bomber blew himself up at a tea shop in the central Somali town of Bella de Duane on Sunday. Police said the attack happened close to the headquarters of the Hiran Regional Administration in Bella de Duane. The explosion happened at 12:10 local time, according to a local commander of the police. It was a time people at the tea shop were preparing to go to the mosques to pray, he said. The World Health Organization reports about 800,000 people commit suicide every year. To mark this world's Suicide Prevention Day, WHO is stressing the important role the media can play in stopping people from taking their own lives. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Worldwide, every 40 seconds, someone commits suicide. The World Health Organization reports for every suicide, 20 others, mainly young people, attempt to take their own lives. WHO says suicide is the second leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds. It finds most suicides, more than 78%, occur in low- and middle-income countries, and risk factors include mental disorders, particularly depression and anxiety resulting from alcohol use. WHO cites growing evidence that the media can play a significant role in preventing suicide by reporting responsibly on these tragedies. The UN Health Agency reports the most common methods of suicide are self-poisoning with pesticides and firearms. It says many of these deaths could be prevented by restricting access to these means. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. Fighters from the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, as they call themselves, launched an attack on dozens of police posts and an army base late last month, leading to the displacement, that is, of more than 300,000 people. And Iraqi authorities said Sunday they're holding more than 1,300 foreign women and children. They are the families of suspected Islamic State jihadists. They're being held at a camp for displaced people, and they expect to repatriate them, the Iraqi authorities do, to their home countries. Well, you can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.